You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery, and we are here today for a very fun Sunday slate of action. There are six games on the NBA calendar today, and they all feature some really great matchups across the board, quite honestly, even in the lowly Oklahoma City Thunder versus Philadelphia 76ers game, which should be a blowout. We'll hit on that in just a little bit. Everything else really does stand out as a particularly close game tonight. Even the first one we're going to be talking about here in just a minute between the Charlotte Hornets and the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, who doesn't love the NBA? Who doesn't love NBA betting? And Nothing But Bets every single day here on the BasketballNews.com podcast network. On whatever stream platform you're listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever it may be, Nothing But Bets is going to be with you every single day, every morning, and go over my picks and also give you some advice as well if you want to go ride along with it as well. And ride the hot wave, by the way, because we did get all of our best bets last night. We are at a 70% hit rate so far over the last couple of days. So get in on the action right now, Nothing But Bets. But let's dive in right now into our six-game slate today. We'll be going about 15, 20 minutes here talking through all these matchups. The first one here is the Charlotte Hornets traveling to Brooklyn to face the Brooklyn Nets. I think the spread here is pretty particularly massive. I don't know if I like it at 9.5. I know the Hornets defense has not looked good so far, but for some reason this feels like a trap game for Brooklyn to me. I think this is a situation where if you wanted to, you can lay them plus 9.5 on the Hornets. I think that wouldn't be a bad idea. But excuse me, to play it safe here, I really think you should do the Brooklyn Nets straight up money line minus 450. And as you know, the Sidery same game parlays, which we did last episode, we're going to keep doing those each episode here on DraftKings. There is a great same game parlay I want to hit on real quick with everyone because this feels like an easy one to me. And it really helps boost the money line odds. Right now, it's currently minus 450 Nets money line. But if you want to throw these two things in and make it a three pick parlay on DraftKings, it boosts it almost 300 plus points up to minus 140. James Harden, 20-plus points. Kevin Durant, 20-plus points. And the Brooklyn Nets money line. That is minus 140. That's a really good bet to make, honestly. I would do the Nets money line plus Durant and Harden. They both score at least 20 points. They're averaging 20-plus points per game already this year anyways. So I love that possibility. I love LaMelo as well, having a good game. If you want to throw LaMelo Ball into the mix, I think that's a really solid investment as well. But this Hornets defense is not good. I think Brooklyn has their way pretty easily. I predict Kevin Durant and James Harden have pretty monster games tonight. LaMelo Ball could keep them close. 9.5 is a little too much for me. If you want to tease that down a little bit to maybe the Hornets covering a little closer than that, I think you could really make a lot of sense and make some good hayway doing that. But I'm going to ride with the Nets minus 450, throw in the Durant Harden 20-plus point same game parlay. And that's probably going to win you back some money if you were to do it. I think this Nets team matches up very well against the Hornets. It's going to be a very high-scoring game. Both defenses, I think, are a little lagging behind right now. But Harden and Durant are by far the best two players on the floor. So I'm going to roll with the Brooklyn Nets money line and toss in the same-game parlay of Harden and Durant to get 20-plus points at minus 140 on DraftKings. Let's go ahead and turn to our next game, the Orlando Magic taking on the New York Knicks tonight. Instead of it being in Orlando this time, it's at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks are 12-point favorites over the Magic. Very enticing to me to take that minus 12. We just saw the Knicks go down to Orlando and just absolutely destroy this Magic team. The Magic look like they're probably the worst team in the NBA this year, which is what the over-under projected in Vegas. 12 points is a lot, though. I just shy away from big lines like these because anything can happen in the NBA, as we all know. But the money line here is minus 800 for the Knicks, so you're not making much on the money line. But if you were to, let's say, throw in a same-game parlay, this is where it gets really fun because all of a sudden minus 800 can turn to plus 235 thanks to the same game parlay. Evan Fournier 20 plus points and Evan Fournier to make at least two threes. You throw those in together for Evan Fournier to have a good revenge game once again against his former team, and that gets you from minus 800 to plus 235 for, so Evan Fournier, two threes, 20 plus points, the New York Knicks money line over the Orlando Magic. I love that parlay. I'm going to do that myself. It just makes a lot of sense tonight because Fournier's been chucking him up. He's been the secondary engine of the Knicks offense alongside Julius Randle. Like I mentioned on basketballnews.com earlier this offseason when I wrote about the Knicks, I think they had a surprisingly good offseason. I know some people were really trashing them, saying, what are you guys doing? You're throwing so much money into guys like Alec Burks and Evan Fournier and Nerlens Noel, Derrick Rose. But I think continuity matters so much in the NBA nowadays. The Knicks are betting on that. You add in Kemba Walker, you add in Evan Fournier. I think this is a legit team that's going to make the playoffs again this year. I don't know about a top four seed again, but I think they're on track to be a 6 or 7 seed this year and be a really tough out just with the way Tom Thibodeau has them playing on defense. You also have copious amounts of shooters as well into the mix there. RJ Barrett's taking steps forward. I love the Knicks overall this year to make a be a playoff team, but also tonight against the Orlando Magic. Easily, they're going to hit this win tonight. I'd be stunned if the Orlando Magic keep it relatively close. I'm going to shy away from the 12, but I would not mind if you were listening out there and you did go minus 12, because I think it's going to be a pretty close game as far as the spread goes. But same game parlay, I'm just going to throw it out there one more time for you. Fournier, two threes, Fournier, 20 points. It goes from minus 850 to plus 235. So I'm all over that if I were you. I think it makes a lot of sense to help boost those odds there. Let's go to the next game on the docket tonight. The Boston Celtics, who have struggled out of the gate so far, go to Houston to face the Houston Rockets. I think this is a really close game. Currently, the Celtics are 5.5-point favorites. But I'm actually going to go just straight money line here. I'm going to go Celtics minus 240 money line over the Houston Rockets. Best players on the floor, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. I think those guys have really good games. Marcus Smart, even though the numbers won't show it, I think he's actually done relatively well so far. As a secondary option as far as point guard goes, he's averaging 12 potential assists per game, which is actually really solid for a guy like Smart, who's definitely taking on more of a creation role with the loss of Kemba Walker. But I think, honestly, the Celtics get this one done tonight. I don't know how big of a win it's going to be. I feel like this is one of those games, again, like the Charlotte one, where I could easily envision a trap game where it's really close, and then in the fourth quarter, they pull away just a little bit. So I'm going to go Celtics money line minus 240. If you wanted to as well, Rockets plus 5.5 would make a lot of sense, because I think that it is a close game. But honestly, if I were to lock in my solid bet, one of my best bets of the day, so we can lock that in here, Boston Celtics minus 240 money line. Next one up here, the Philadelphia 76ers going against the Oklahoma City Thunder in OKC tonight. I think this is a bloodbath tonight. I think this is going to be a really, really tough game for the Thunder to be even competitive. I know that Ben Simmons and that drama is hanging over the Philadelphia 76ers organization right now, so it's going to be dragging out for a very long time. But they got it done against New Orleans pretty easily. I think tonight in OKC to get the same thing done here. I expect a big game from Joel Embiid. I think this is one where he's going to really hit the gas early in the first half, maybe rest the second half of this game, because I think it's going to be like a 20 or 15 point win for the Sixers. I just think the Thunder are going to get blown off the court here. They're a fun team to watch, though. I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is one of my favorite young players to watch in the NBA. Josh Giddey, he's looked like a legit fun point guard so far in the Thunder system, so that's been fun to watch. You also have other young pieces like Lugans Dort, Darius Bazley taking steps forward. Long term, I love the Thunder, but obviously not tonight against Embiid and the Sixers, who I think are going to run roughshod over this Thunder team. Minus 7.5 point spread, I feel like it's too low when you compare it to the games like the Knicks being 12 point favorites over the Magic. I think the spread should be closer to that, quite honestly. So I think you're getting a lot of value with the 76ers at minus 7.5. So I'm going to lock in 76ers straight up point spread, minus 7.5, minus 110 odds on DraftKings. That, again, is one of my best bets of tonight. The Golden State Warriors travel to the Sacramento Kings. This is going to be a really close game, a really high-scoring game as well. The over-under is 234.5. I just think right now Stephen Curry is the early MVP favorite. He is just in fuego right now. He's doing everything and anything against all these defenses and all these sets thrown against him. I love the odds of him having another monster game tonight as well against the Kings. I think this is a really good opportunity to get the Kings right now, because they're coming off a big win in Portland. I expect a letdown tonight from them. I think Stephen Curry has 30-plus points. I think it's one of those games where Curry flexes his muscles once again, this time on the road in Sac Town. and they get the job done. Warriors at minus 155 money line is super enticing to me. The point spread is 3. Golden State's favored by on the road. I'm going to hammer tonight the Warriors minus 155 money line. If you want to sprinkle in a same game parlay as well onto this with Stephen Curry just going absolutely bonkers, I love the idea of that. It's plus 125 for the following. Warriors money line, Stephen Curry 30 plus points, Stephen Curry 3-pointers made 5 or more. I love that possibility. I think Curry's going to have at least 30 points. He probably gets to that 5+ threes. I mean, we know how much 3-pointers he shoots in heavy volume. He's doing it at even higher rate over the last couple years of his career. It's going to keep continuing to go higher and higher. So I love Stephen Curry tonight to have a monster game in Sacramento. The Warriors money line, I'm going to hammer that as well. Plus 125 for this SGP, same game parlay action. So if you want to bet on a Stephen Curry monster game tonight and bet on the Warriors, this is some really good juicy odds to boost that up for you. So I'm loving the Warriors money line tonight. I'm loving a Stephen Curry big game. The last one here on the docket tonight at 9:40 Eastern time, the Los Angeles Lakers take on the Memphis Grizzlies. I wanted to say really quick about the Grizzlies. They look really fun. They're so fun to watch. Steven Adams has actually looked really good in their system with Jaren Jackson Jr. in the front court. John Morant, we all know how entertaining of a player he is. He's really taken those next steps forward as far as the star element of his game. One player I wanted to highlight, though, is De'Anthony Melton, a fourth-year pro. He bounced around a little bit. He was in Houston when he got drafted. That same offseason, he got traded to the Phoenix Suns. Melton was with the Suns for a year or two. And then after that, he's been in Memphis the last now going on 3 years. So Melton has really taken some big steps forward in his game. I'm going to be highlighting Melton later this week on basketballnews.com in a story I'm working on. I just think Melton is a legit, perfect complimentary guy for a guy like John Morant. This is a guy who I love when he was in Phoenix, as I'm covering the Phoenix Suns here out in Arizona. I think Melton long-term is just a perfect complement for a guy like a Devin Booker, or like a John Morant as well. Just elite team defense, great on-ball defender, ever-improving three-point shooter. I mean, this guy has perfect form now. I mean, credit to De'Anthony Melton for the way he's worked on his shot over the last couple of years, because it looks completely different than when he first entered the NBA and when he was at USC for 1 year. Because so far this year, Melton's averaging 21 points per game. He's shooting 57.1% on three-pointers on 7 threes per game. And last season, he also shot 41.2% from deep on 4 attempts per game. So Melton is a legit 40-plus percent three-point shooter now. You add in his elite defensive ability. I just think this guy is taking the huge next steps. Memphis obviously felt comfortable what they saw. They traded away Grayson Allen to Milwaukee to get Melton more minutes to become a full-time starter next to John Morant. I think the Grizzlies are going to be a legit playoff team this year. I was a little down on them in their offseason. I thought they didn't really do well in the draft. I didn't like the Zaire Williams pick. I didn't like the Steven Adams acquisition. But seeing it on the court now with the way that Melton has taken steps forward, the way that Jaren Jackson looks like he's coming back to perform after his knee injury, I really like this Grizzlies team. I think John Morant is going to lead this team to the playoffs this year, probably in the play-in tournament. But if I was a play-in team right now, obviously extremely small sample size, I would not want to play against the Grizzlies. They're super tough out. You have an ever-developing player in De'Anthony Melton. John Morant's a star player already. Jaren Jackson and Steven Adams is a perfect complementary front court as well. So you have really good harmony and synergy in the front court and the back court between Triple J and Adams, plus Melton and Morant. So I love the idea of the Grizzlies moving forward here. But as far as tonight's game goes, I am going to roll with the Los Angeles Lakers. I think this is a bounce-back game after they got just absolutely embarrassed, blown off the floor against the Phoenix Suns a couple nights ago in the Staples Center. The Suns just controlled that game from the very beginning. And this Lakers team right now is sputtering, but I think this is a game where LeBron James really flexes his own muscles and says, you know what, hey, I'm taking this game over myself, and we're going to win this game. It's currently a 5-point spread on DraftKings. The over-under is 225. I'm going to roll out the Lakers money line, minus 200. I think this is a game where it's, like I mentioned, probably going to be a little close, but I think LeBron James in the end, best player on the court, gets it done. I think Anthony Davis might struggle a little bit tonight going against Steven Adams, but I do like LeBron James in this one. And if you want to sprinkle in the side racing game parlay here, this is a longer one, but it takes the odds from minus 200 to plus 330, which is a really enticing one to me. So here it is. Lakers money line, John Morant 20 plus points, LeBron James 20 plus points, LeBron James 2 made 3-pointers at least. Then you have De'Anthony Melton, who I'm going to throw in here as well, 12 plus points from De'Anthony Melton and 2 plus made 3s from De'Anthony Melton. So you're betting on at least a solid game from De'Anthony Melton, who I think will hit 2 threes in this game. You're betting on LeBron James to hit 20-plus points and two made three-pointers. So I think at this point, it's fair to say that the Lakers are counting on LeBron James to be a great three-point shooter this year. Their lack of spacing with the way that Westbrook and Davis just aren't shooters. And you have Ja Morant just hitting 20-plus points, which I think he will as well. So that takes you from plus 330. Takes you from minus 200 to plus 330 if you want to sprinkle on the Lakers money line, plus the five following parlays into that as well. So that's going to do it for Nothing But Bets today. Going through all the slate of games today, all six of them, Lakers versus Grizzlies, Kings versus Warriors, Thunder versus 76ers, Rockets versus Celtics, Knicks versus Magic, and Nets versus Hornets. As always, stay tuned every single day throughout the week. I'm going to be covering all the games in a 15-20 minute format. I'll have some guests on sometimes as well to go over some games. Look forward to that throughout the next couple weeks as well. I'm excited about the guests I'm trying to get on the show. But in the meantime, go ahead and follow me on Twitter at ESetter. You're going to follow the Nothing But Bets Twitter account, which you just made last night, at NothingButBets_. And also go ahead and follow the BasketballNews.com podcast network on whatever platform you're listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anything else you're listening to on any format. Nothing But Bets is going to be there for you every single day. So this is a lot of fun. I really enjoy covering Sunday Slate with you, and happy betting.